Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order. Every member has a right to ask questions.
And that includes ordinary backbenchers like National's Maggie Barry.
Supplementary to the Minister of Finance, has the government succeeded in controlling the build-up of debt?
The Honourable Phil English.
After responding to that patsy question for him from his own party, Mr English took a question for the Prime Minister from across the chamber.
The Leader of the Opposition.
How can he have confidence in the Minister of Finance when he's increasing government debt by billions of dollars to pay for marginal motorways that have a lower economic benefit than regional roads?
That's right. The Honourable Phil English.
Well, Mr Speaker, the Prime Minister does have confidence in the Minister of Finance. And I'm keen to hear from the opposition which roading projects are they against because they object. Just one.
Then back across the chamber, and the next question for the Prime Minister came from further along the government's front bench.
Honourable John Banks.
Does the Prime Minister have confidence that all his ministers have no confidence that he will be Leader of the Opposition in 3 months?
The Honourable Bill English.
Yes, I think the answer is yes.
Inevitably, that drew a protest from back across the chamber, where the shadow Leader of the House, Trevor Mallard, said the Speaker should have ruled the question out of order.
I think you might have been distracted during the question, sir. It was a question about an area in which none of the ministers have responsibility.
Lockwood Smith confessed that he hadn't heard the question.
In fact, it does appear that the question was out of order. I apologise to the House that I did not hear that and deal with it at the time, but I think I've got to accept that I'm responsible for that mishap in the House and try and make sure it doesn't happen again.
And so on to another patsy from a government backbencher.
Order. I want to hear Tim McIndoe.
Further supplementary question, Mr Speaker. Why is cyberbullying such a concern for the government?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr Speaker.
Order. The Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr Speaker, bullying is no longer confined to the classroom or the playground. Bullies are targeting, I have to say, which has been evidenced by the behaviour today from the opposition.
And from their side of the House, Labour's Phil Twyford had this question for the Minister of Transport.
Does he remember a set of projects of national significance, handpicked by the National Party in the 1980s, that left the country saddled with debt for decades afterwards, called Think Big, and did he ever imagine that they would return from the dead as the roads of national significance?
The Honourable Drew Brown.
Well, Mr Speaker, I think that is a completely erroneous sort of comparison.
Now to Reece Lyon reporting on the Ombudsman submission to a committee considering a bill on strip searching in prisons.
Chief Ombudsman Beverly Wakeham said the bill goes too far.
It's now proposed to further extend strip searching so as to make it mandatory for prisoners admitted to at-risk units. And as we've previously submitted, we consider that strip searching is inherently degrading and should be restricted to those situations where it is truly necessary, that is to detect an unauthorised item. And we have no argument with the ability of the right of corrections to undertake those searches in those circumstances.
Ombudsman Beverly Wakeham predicted problems arising from the bill's proposed changes.
Under the proposed changes, if a prisoner is not compliant with any search, a forcible search will be undertaken. It seems to us that this could result in major additional stress and trauma for the person who is or may be mentally unwell and increase the risk of self-harm, and in fact would seem to run contrary to the Department's current efforts to improve the assessment of such at-risk prisoners.
And the Ombudsman's Chief Inspector, Greg Price, said new technologies meant strip searches were outdated and largely unnecessary.
In a dry cell, you can put them under a monitoring regime to wait for nature to take its course. If you don't want to wait for nature to take its course, then there is provision to x-ray them. And x-rays will pick up stuff concealed internally. And that's why that legislative provision is there.
Beverly Wakeham said that in any case, strip searches could already be undertaken without the changes proposed in the bill.
The legislation allows for searches lawfully to be made where there is real suspicion that there is something concealed. So all we're really saying here is the evidence. There should be some evidence and something which impels you to make that search, and it has to be on reasonable grounds, and that's what the judges are saying.
Chief Ombudsman Beverly Wakeham making a submission on the Corrections Amendment Bill.
Reece Lyon there. I'm Tom Fruin, and this report was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.